This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Wednesday, July 3rd, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Headline: Military Hardware at Lincoln Memorial for Trump's Big July 4th. The military hardware is moving into place, and so are the protesters. And ever the showman, President Donald Trump is promising the, quote, show of a lifetime on the National Mall for the 4th of July. Trump is marshaling tanks, bombers, and other machinery of war for this year's Independence Day celebration. It's an event that is traditionally light on military might, and critics have accused the president of using America's military as a political prop. Trump pushed back on Wednesday against complaints about the cost of the extravaganza, tweeting the expenses, quote, will be very little compared to what it's worth. Under the White House direction, the Pentagon was scrambling to arrange for an Air Force B-2 stealth bomber and other warplanes to conduct flyovers of the celebration on the National Mall. There'll be a Navy F-35 and F-18 fighter jets, the Navy Blue Angels, aerial acrobatics team, Army and Coast Guard helicopters, and Marine V-22 Ospreys. The Pentagon says it's made no overall estimate of the cost of the military's participation. The Air Force says it costs $122,311 an hour to fly a B-2 bomber, which is making the trip from its home at Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri and back. Officials said that this is considered a training event and the cost is already budgeted. They say the per hour flying cost of the F-22 fighter is $65,128. Now, two Bradley fighting vehicles were in place Wednesday near the Lincoln Memorial, where Trump will deliver a speech on for the Independence Day celebration. In addition, two 60-ton Army Abrams battle tanks were sent to Washington by rail to be positioned on or near the National Mall, to the dismay of District of Columbia officials. Now, the deputy mayor, Kevin Donahue, told the Associated Press the city expects the federal government to pay for any damage to streets or bridges for moving the tanks. Civil engineers will assess the roads and bridges after July 4th to determine if any damage has been done. Donahoe said the city has little choice but to accept the tanks and other heavy equipment, despite objections from members of the city council, adding that we are not consulted on these decisions. We're not asked to approve them. We don't have any jurisdiction to say, no, we don't want tanks. The council tweeted, tanks, but no tanks. Adding that the Pentagon itself said that last year, a tank's steel tracks could damage the city's roadways. Also scheduled to make appearances over the mall are the Presidential Air Force One and Marine One aircraft. Trump, casting the extravaganza as a, quote, salute to America, tweeted Wednesday that the show at the Lincoln Memorial is looking to be really big. It will be the show of a lifetime. A day earlier, he tweeted that military leaders are thrilled to participate. If so, they were hiding it well. Pentagon officials referred questions to the White House. Now, on Wednesday, the Defense Department said General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was expected to attend. Military leaders are thrilled to be doing this and showing the American people, among other things, the strongest and most advanced military anywhere in the world, Trump tweeted. Incredible flyovers and the biggest ever fireworks. Now, Lauren Shulman, senior fellow at the Center for the New American Security and a Pentagon and White House official during the Obama administration, said this is raw politicalization. She said in an email exchange that Trump's use of the military appears to be less about honoring the men and women serving in uniform than trying to brag to and humor his political cronies. Representative Betty McCollum complained, Mr. Trump is hijacking the celebration and twisting it into a taxpayer-funded partisan political rally that's more about promoting a Trumpian cult of personality than the spirit of American independence and freedom. The Minnesota Democrat who chairs the Interior Appropriations Subcommittee said the Interior Department and the Pentagon have not answered multiple requests for details on how much the event will cost. White House officials sought to counter the criticism by stressing the president will deliver a patriotic speech at the Lincoln Memorial during an event that he has billed as honoring U.S. armed forces. The article goes on from there. So anyway, it's July 4th. There's going to be something big in D.C. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Okay, before we go any further, this is the first Morning Crunch Wrap being recorded at Darling New Media Studios. And while the studio is painted and there's audio equipment in here, you can probably hear a little bit of an echo in the audio. So we still have to treat the studio. So apologies for that. We are working on that. That will be corrected in the next, probably by next week. We'll be all squared away with that. But back to the July 4th celebration. Or is it the Donald Trump celebration? Now, Donald Trump is no stranger to self-promotion. I mean, that's really what he has been all about ever since we have ever heard of him. He is known for posing as his own publicist, or his own spokesperson under a different name, calling newspapers back as far as the 80s to talk about how great Donald Trump is. This is a big celebration. It's going to be visual. It's going to be a quote unquote event. We'll see what the speech is, because that is going to be part of the key to this, because the implication is the speech is going to be to say great things about the military. Critics are worried that it's really just going to be a Trump campaign rally. I have a feeling it's going to be a Trump campaign rally. It's going to be this big visual thing with shows of military strength, much like a lot of dictators around the world like to do. And I have a feeling that images of this celebration will be popping up in Trump 2020 campaign ads moving forward. Is that right? Is that wrong? Is that even okay? And how are we all paying for this? I mean, sure, we're budgeting certain things into military training, but there are other costs associated with it. With this. And if the tanks tear up the streets in Washington, D.C., and the federal government has to pay for it, who is the federal government? It's you. It's me. It's anybody who pays taxes is going to be paying to repair the streets in Washington, D.C., because they brought tanks and heavy armored equipment into the city for this show. And that's what this is. This is a show. Now, every year, there are huge fireworks on the National Mall. It's a big thing. It's broadcast on PBS if you want to watch it, if you can't go to DC. We already celebrate America. And celebrating America is different than celebrating the military. Celebrating the military is something else altogether. Celebrating America doesn't have to involve tanks and planes and flyovers and political speeches. And honestly, it would be better, in my opinion, if we didn't have a bunch of political speeches, no matter who might be president. I didn't want to see Obama, when he was president, making a big 4th of July speech talking about how great he was and the things he was doing were. I didn't want to see that then, or with George Bush, or with Bill Clinton, or with George Bush, or with Ronald Reagan, or with anybody. This should be a celebration of our country and of us as a collective. And to twist that around for your own publicity and to use it as a political stunt, to me, is against what we stand for as Americans. But maybe it's what America has become. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Something to tell you, can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole, hey mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so, take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all two and two is four and four is eight. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? Some useful information that will satisfy.
got a thing to say.